энэ мотын үтээр
I'm privileged. I'm privileged.
Yeah, I'm privileged.
And I want to share today.
Whatever you have a daily dog.
What is the gospel?
What's my evangelia?
And how important is it for God to get this message to the world?
Did are for good or for that bootscop out of
you? So you have in front of you a piece of paper.
Så där har föran där ett stycke papper.
What says trange du en for andre? Or do you need a change?
Det står trange du en for andre.
We can be changed.
Vi kan bli forandret.
Hvorfor har jeg lagt dette papiret
foran deg? Hvorfor har jeg ytret dette papiret? Fordi jeg en evangelist.
Det betyr min jobb på planeten Earth er å skjønne of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Det betyr at min jobb på denne planeten er å dele de gode nyheterne om Jesus Kristus.
And I have to find all possible ways to share the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Alle mulige måter å gjøre det på.
There's only one evangelist in the Bible.
Det er egentlig bare én evangelist i Bibelen.
Does anyone know his name?
Kjenner dere hans navn?
Det
er bare en som er nevnt ved navn.
And as you can see, Philip was a traveler.
Og som dere vet, kanskje vet, så var han en reisende.
One minute he's here, the next minute he's going down towards Ethiopia, towards the south. The next minute he's in Samaria. He was a traveler.
Et øyeblikk så han her, og så han på vei ned til Etiopia, og så han på vei til Samaria. Han var en reisende.
Now what you find in this piece of paper, what you have, what China do and for Andrew, do you need a change?
Og det som du finner her, ved disse papirene,
is Norwegian.
Det norsk.
And there are mistakes.
Og det
Norwegian.
Feil. Det
mange feil der.
Vi evangelister ikke perfekte.
We just do the message and we put it out.
Vi bare putter det ut, selv om ikke det perfekt.
My wife would correct it.
Kona mi vil korrigere det.
But then I won't understand.
men da vil ikke jeg forstå det.
Amen. So, it's me, I got a message, I gotta put it out there.
Jeg er mor, bare putte dem budskapet.
So what I did with these tracks, these are two tracks you have on this first
side. Så det egentlig to traktater som du har på første side.
And the first tract, I created this like, before the summer during COVID.
Jeg lagde denne,
Back in the COVID.
Når det var under pandemien.
And then I just go and I put it into people's hands in the street, in the bus.
Og så gir jeg det til folk på gata, på bussen.
And this is, I learned this method partly from listening to George Vera from Operation Mobilization.
Oh, jeg lærte dette ved å lytte til George Werner, som fra Operation Mobilisering.
But also, from living in Israel.
Men også fordi jeg har bodd i Israel.
Because in Israel you can't just give out the gospel.
For i Israel så kan du ikke bare gi ut evangeliet.
Because if the religious orthodox take your picture and they catch you.
For hvis de ortodoxe tar bilde av deg, og de, de forkaper deg.
They may harm
you. Så kanskje de skader deg.
Or they may get all your details.
Eller så får de alle detaljene dine.
And put them to the Ministry of Interior.
Og gi dem til, hva heter det, innenriksdepartementet? Ja.
To get your visa with stopped. Because you're an evangelist.
For å stoppe visumet ditt.
Because you're a missionary.
Fordi du da missionær.
In Israel, it's very fun.
I Israel så det morsomt.
I'm walking along the street.
Jeg går langs gata.
And there's a man with a beard and a black outfit.
Og så det en mann med skjegg og svart drakt.
He sees me.
Så ser han meg.
Missionary!
Så ser han. Missionær!
Missionær! Missionær!
Han følger etter meg på gata.
One day I was going through the Orthodox neighborhood to give out, not give out, put into postboxes tracks.
En dag så gikk jeg i det ortodoxe nabolaget for å legge traktatet i postkassene.
En mann in a bike spotted me.
En mann på sykkel så meg.
He get the beard and the penguin. We call them penguins. The black and white outfit.
Yeah. Det han hadde på seg svarte drakte og skjegg og...
Are you putting those papers out?
Leverer du ut disse papirene?
Those papers out again?
Leverer du disse papirene ut igjen?
Is it okay, okay? I won't do it in your area.
Okay, okay, sier jeg. Jeg skal ikke gjøre det i ditt område.
He said, you don't do it in all of Israel.
Du skal ikke gjøre det i hele Israel.
I said, I'm sorry, I can't help.
Jeg beklager, jeg kan ikke hjelpe deg med det.
Så jeg vet quickly this way, and he followed me on the bike.
Så jeg gikk fort den veien, og så følte han etter meg på sykkelen.
And then I turned around and quickly the other way.
Så fortsatte jeg meg å snu den andre veien.
And thanks be to God, a bus came.
Talk to God, a bus came.
I jumped in the bus.
I hope the bus
carried on 15 minutes later.
I fortsatte 15 minutter senere.
In the new area, I start to put the tracks out.
I et nytt område, så begynte jeg å levere ut
traktorene.
Men etter en time,
he caught me again.
Så fikk han tak i meg igjen.
He drove all the way down the hill.
Han hadde syklet nedover.
Followed the bus route.
Og fulgte bussruta.
And found me.
Og fant meg.
So I went to another bus.
Så jeg gikk til en annen buss.
This is Israel.
Det Israel.
But in Israel, I would put the tract in the chair in the bus stop next to me.
Men i Israel så la jeg traktatene på benken, på busstoppet.
Sit and watch the tract.
Og så så jeg. Så satt jeg der og så på traktaten. Og så tok folk det opp. Og begynte å lese.
You see, how important is the word of God in a tract?
Ordet som står skrevet i traktaten er veldig viktig.
Paul never met Habakkuk.
Paul møtte aldri Habakkuk.
He did not.
Paulus visste ikke.
He read in the Bible that the just shall live by faith.
Han leste i Bibelen, i Habakkuk, at de rettferdige skal leve av tro.
One sentence gave Paul a revelation of the gospel.
En setning ga Martin Luther en revolusjon, nei, Paulus Hähnchen. En uppenbaring av evangeliet.
John and Martin Luther never met Paul.
Martin Luther mötte aldrig Paulus.
But when he was reading the letters of Paul.
Men då han läste Paulus brev. Så var det en sättning. Och det var. De rättfärdiga ska leva av tro.
Han sa dig.
Vi ska leva trofasthet.
Change Martin Luther's understanding of the whole message of the New Testament.
Det förändrat hela hans uppfattning, hela hans förståelse av det Nya Testamentet. Han läste Paulus.
John Wesley never met Martin Luther.
John Wesley mötte aldrig Martin Luther.
But he read the preface to Martin Luther's letter of the Romans.
Men han läste inledningen till Martin Luthers kommentar på Romerbrevet.
And his helpful, strangely wound.
Och hans hjärta blev verklig varmet av att läsa.
The written word is powerful.
Det skrevne ordet är mäktig.
And through these tracts.
Och genom traktaterna.
Divine appointments.
Genom att ge dem ut så får du på en måte gudomlige avtaler. Du har
ikke
mennesker.
Anyone can give out a piece of paper.
Alle kan gi ut en stykke papir.
You don't have to be a good speaker.
Du trenger ikke å være en god taler for å gjøre det.
But if we went through history.
Men hvis man går gjennom historien.
And found all the people who were changed by reading a short message.
Og se på hvor mange mennesker som ble forandret av å lese et kort budskap.
We would say that the gospel can be communicated through a simple
så vil vi se at evangeliet kan formidles gjennom en enkel tekst.
Now you see the first tract here is about do you need a change?
Så den første her om trenger du en forandring?
Am I explaining that I heard about God for many years?
Og jeg forklarer at jeg hadde hørt om Gud i mange år.
But then I understood that religion could not change me.
Men så forstod jeg at religion kunne ikke forandre meg.
When I got the understanding.
Det var da jeg fikk forståelse eller åpenbaring.
That I've been crucified with Christ.
Og at jeg blitt korsfestet med Kristus. Og det i fortid. Jeg har blitt korsfestet med Kristus. Jeg lever ikke lenger jeg.
Christ lives in me.
Men Kristus lever i meg.
Amen.
Halleluja.
When you begin to understand what is this revelation?
Når du begynner å forstå hva denne åpenbaringen
Things which bound you for years.
Så vil ting som har bundet deg i mange år.
Can fall off in minutes.
Kan bare falle av. Du kan bli satt fri på. Veldig raskt.
Actually, it's not. It's like 20 years, but still, it was minutes when it actually fell off.
Yeah, det kanskje en prosess på 20 år, men det skjedde på et øyeblikk.
And you're dead.
Og du død.
And you need to say. I have been crucified.
Og du trenger å si, jeg korsfestet med Kristus. Jeg lever ikke lenger jeg. Men Kristus lever i meg.
The life I now live in the body.
Det livet jeg nå lever.
I live by the faith of the Son of God.
Lever jeg ved troen på Guds sønn.
He loved me.
Som elsket meg.
And gave himself for me.
Og ga seg selv for meg.
You died.
Du døde.
Your life is hidden.
Og ditt liv skjult.
With Christ.
I Kristus.
In God.
I Gud.
And when Christ, who is your life, our life, appears.
Og når Kristus, som vårt liv, bli åpenbart.
You will appear with him.
Så blir du åpenbart med ham i herlighet.
We all with unveiled faces.
Vi alle med
uncovered faces.
Ja, tildekkede ansikter.
Uh-huh. transformed.
Blir transformert.
From glory to glory.
Fra herlighet til herlighet.
Even as by the Spirit. Now the Lord is the Spirit.
Herren ånden.
And where the Spirit of the Lord is.
Hvor Herrens ånd
there is freedom.
Så det frihet.
We don't make ourselves free.
Vi gjør ikke oss selv fri.
Christians don't deliver themselves.
Kristne forløser ikke seg selv.
Amen. You can try as hard as you will.
Du kan prøve så mye du vil, men du klarer ikke å fri deg selv.
All of sin.
Alle har syndet og kommet falt og mangler Guds ære.
We are in the image of Adam.
I Adams bilde.
Before we are in the image of Christ.
Før vi i Kristi bilde.
The last Adam.
Den siste Adam.
And so when we confessed Jesus as Lord.
Så når vi bekjenner Jesus som Herre.
And believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead.
Og tror i våre hjerter at Jesus reiste ham opp fra de døde. Ifølge Paulus var overført
out of the kingdom of Satan
fra Satans rike
into the kingdom of the Son of God's love
til Sønnens rike, sønnens kjærlighetsrike.
We were transferred.
Vi ble overført.
So, now, when I live,
nå når jeg lever,
I don't say I'm a sinner, I'm a sinner, I'm a sinner,
så trenger jeg ikke lenger å si,
I'm a sinner, I'm a sinner,
så trenger jeg ikke lenger å si jeg en synder frelst av nåde. Hvorfor?
Because Paul never wrote a letter to a church of sinners.
Fordi Paulus, han sendte aldri brev til syndere.
You find one letter where Paul wrote to the sinners in Corinth.
For å finne ett brev hur han skrev till Korintherna, synden i Korint, eller synden i Filipp.
Till de helge
i Korint.
De trofaste. In Christ Jesus. What is this a matter of? What is this about? It's about identity.
Det är om identitet.
We don't stop sinning.
Vi stopper inte att synda.
But we are different people and we are in the path of sanctification.
Men vi är forskjellige mennesker. Vi er annerledes mennesker, og vi er på vei til helliggjørelse.
So you could be a son of a king.
Du kan være en kongesønn.
And you, the kingdom falls.
Og rike faller.
And you go into poverty.
Og så blir du fattig.
And so you live with the people.
Og så lever du med folket.
You're no different. The kingdom's gone.
Du er ikke noe forskjellig fra dem, riket borte.
You have been brought up in a different way.
Men du har blitt oppdratt på en annen måte.
But you're still the son of the king.
Men du er fremdeles.
If the kingdom is restored, you're still the prince.
So hvis kongedømmet blir gjenopprettet, så er du fortsatt prins.
So once you have transferred out of the kingdom of Satan,
so i det du er blitt overført fra Satans rike,
into the kingdom of the Son of God's love,
til Guds sønns kjærlighetsrike,
the Bible sees you as a saint.
Så ser Bibelen deg som en hellig.
I got a wonderful revelation of this in the Bible College of Wales in Swansea.
Jeg fikk en veldig fantastisk oppenbaring av det på Bibelskolen i Swansea som jeg gikk på.
It was June 8, 1996.
Det var 8. juni
1986. It was 5:45 in the morning.
Det var 5:55 på morgen.
And I was
og jeg drømte.
And I was tempted in the dream.
Og jeg var fristet i drømmen.
And so I was tempted the first time.
Jeg var fristet en gang. Første gang.
And then I was tempted the second.
Og så var jeg fristet en andre gang.
And
Så jag drömmer.
And then I was tempted a third time.
Så var jag fristad en tredje gång.
And then I woke up out of the dream and said no.
Och så vaknade jag på drömmen och jag sa nej. Jag är vaskad.
Jag är sanktifierad.
Jag är helgjort.
By the name of the Lord Jesus.
Ved Herrens Jesu namn.
And I said by his blood.
Och jag sa ved hans blod.
But I was trying to say.
Men jag prövde att se.
And by the spirit of our God, like the apostle Paul says in 1 Corinthians, the 6th chapter. By the spirit of our God.
Vasket.
I was justified, made righteous.
Jag var helgjort och rättfärdiggjort.
I was sanctified.
Ja, jag var helgjort.
And I was washed.
Jag var vaskad.
By the name of the Lord Jesus.
Ved Herrens namn, ved Jesu namn.
And by the spirit of our God.
Och ved Guds ånd.
And so Paul says, some of you were fornicators.
Och Paulus säger att någon av dem var
thieves.
Ja, tyver.
Någon av dem, some of you were vendors.
Gjorde fint galeting. Men det var vasket. Det blev vasket.
The blood of Jesus cleanses.
Jesu blod renser.
The spirit of God sanctifies.
Guds ånd helgör.
The word of God cleanses.
Guds ord renser.
It's life.
The liv.
Amen. So, after that.
Efter det.
I woke up.
Så vaknade jag. Jag sa nej. Jag är vaskad. Och jag gick tillbaka och somnade
igen.
Jag följde vind blåste på ansiktet mitt.
Jag kunde breathe properly.
I couldn't. Of sängen.
into a white sink,
in ett slags vitt badkar,
with running water,
med rönnande vann,
and I was washed in the sink,
och jag blev vasket i detta badkar, i den vasken.
And I woke up,
och så vaknade jag,
with joy in my heart,
med glädje i hjärtat,
and a new tongue,
och en ny tongue, eller nytt språk.
Now this new tongue, or new tongue,
ja, den är det nya språket, tungtalet.
It's a bit strange.
Det är lite rart.
It included English words.
Det innehållt också, eller inkluderat också, engelsk ord.
Jesus is Lord.
Jesus är Herre.
My God.
Min Gud.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
And the one which I have been thinking about for ages.
Och så ett ord som jag hade tänkt på länge.
You see, the Bible says,
for the Bibeln säger,
that when we were given the Spirit of God,
då vi blev gett Guds ande,
the Spirit comes into our hearts,
så kommer Herrens ande in i vår hjärtat,
crying, Abba!
Och ropar ut, Abba!
Abba!
Abba, far!
And that word, Abba,
och det ordet, Abba,
is like a crow, a raven croaking. It's like a
det är som en sån kär som ropar Abba.
In the Greek, that's what it's like. It's like a seven.
Det är faktiskt
som
en plötslig skrik av en ful.
And I have been going for ages saying, where's my Abba? Because I can say Abba anytime, you know, Abba, 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 Abba.
Yeah, I'm not thinking it.
And there's no bird croaking here, it's me saying Abba.
What are the Abba roper? I have to be there, that body is. Jag kan tvärligen bara säga Abba, men...
But after that day, June 8, 1996, Bible College of Wales of Swansea.
Men efter den dagen...
June 8, 1996.
1996.
Bible College of Wales and Swansea.
Bibel School in Swansea.
I had. Abba!
Så hade jag det ropa.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Och maybe hallelujah was there too. But anyway, there were a know, we are really children of God.
We are with Gilgit's born.
We are really born again.
We are with Gilgit's pony.
This is not a theoretical. And we know that our faith is special.
We know that we too are special.
There are millions of people who refuse to call God Father.
Det er mange millioner av mennesker som ikke
kan refuse, they say no, I will be a slave.
Som ikke vil kalle Gud for far. Vi vil heller være slaver.
We have a revelation.
Vi har en åpenbaring. Sønnekår.
Adoption as sons.
Adoption som sønner.
It is a very important practice in the first century Roman Empire. Adoption of sons.
Det var veldig viktig praksis i det romerske riket, adopsjonen av sønner.
If I remember correctly, and I may be incorrect, but I think it was Caligula, the Roman Emperor Caligula.
Hvis jeg husker det korrekt, så var det den romerske keiseren Caligula. Som adopterte Nero.
He adopted him from outside of his family to be his adopted son.
So
would succeed.
Han adopterte han fra utenfor familien for å ta over tronen.
And even if I'm wrong, it was happening in the Roman Empire among the royal families.
Ja, selv om jeg kanskje tar feil, så skjedde det i det romerske riket.
When they didn't trust their own children.
Når de ikke stolte på sine egne barn.
They would adopt someone else to succeed to the throne.
Så ville de adoptere noen andre som de stolte på til å ta over tronen.
And in the ancient Near East,
så adopsjon av Nissan betydde at han skulle få arve.
As Paul says, you know, he sent forth the Spirit.
Som Paulus sier, han sendte sin ånd
into you.
In i deras hjärtor.
Crying.
Orop som roper.
Abba.
Abba.
Father.
Far.
And now we are heirs of the Father.
Och nu är vi faktiskt arvtagare.
And joint heirs with the Son.
Och med arvtagare med Son.
Amen. This is who we are.
Det är det vi är.
In Christ Jesus.
I Kristus
Jesus. Everything is in Christ Jesus.
Allt är i Kristus Jesus.
And this awareness.
Och denna denna bevisstheten
om
att vara i Jesus Kristus, det må vi gå i varje dag, ha den
bevisstheten. Without speaking it.
Du lär inte ett nytt språk utan att snacka det.
We speak a lot about what's in the news and the weather.
Vi snackar mer om vad som är på nyheterna, om vara.
And maybe we meet once a week on Wednesday to have a Bible study.
Kanske vi mötes på onsdag och har en
bibelstudie.
Så har vi en gudstjänst på söndag. Men vi spiser mat varje dag. Vi dricker varje dag.
The word of God is food.
Guds ord är mat.
But it's not just food to be read from here to here.
Men det är inte bara att läsa.
Because we live inside this book.
Vi lever i den boken.
Amen. When we read in this book,
när vi läser i den boken,
that Paul says there was a prophecy in the book of Hosea.
Och Paulus säger att det var en profeti i Hosea,
which says in the place where it was said to them.
Som säger att på det stället var det blev sagt till dem.
Icke mitt folk. It shall be said to them.
Så ska det bli sagt till dem.
Sons of the living God.
Sönder av den levande Gud.
Who's he speaking about?
Vem snackar han om?
Me and you.
My God.
Everyone who has confessed Jesus as Lord is fulfilling that prophecy.
Var och en som har bekänt Jesus som Herre uppfyller den profetin.
Jesus put into the earth a plan.
Jesus la en bön
turn your pages over.
Mr. Snood Popina?
You see the prayer for the war.
She said the father would.
Oh, hallelujah. What a privilege to be able to say Father.
For a privilege in the eye of couldn't see Father. Do some eye
human. Wait. So if your father is in
Vent. So hvis din far i himmelen?
You are of a himmelsk natur.
Du av en himmelsk natur.
He's your pappa.
Han din pappa.
He gave you new life.
Han gav deg nytt
liv. Jesus said, I am from above.
Jesus sa, jeg ovenfra. Du nedenfra.
But the prayer says, you have been exalted with Jesus.
Men Paulus sa, du opphøyd med Jesus.
And this happened last Thursday.
Og det skjedde forrige torsdag.
Last Thursday, we were exalted with Jesus.
Så forrige torsdag ble vi opphøyd med Jesus. Det var Kristi himmelfartsdag.
And seated in heavenly places.
Vi sitter i sammen med ham.
That's what the Bible says.
But then Bible says
that it wasn't just Jesus who died.
Det var ikke bare Jesus som døde.
You died with him.
Dere døde med ham.
And it wasn't just Jesus who rose.
Og det var ikke bare Jesus som stod.
We rose with him.
Vi stod med ham.
If the Spirit who raised Messiah from the dead.
Hvis den ånden som reiste Jesus opp fra døden.
Dwells in you.
Bor i dere.
When the Spirit who raised Christ from the dead.
Da vil den ånden som reiste Jesus
opp.
Gi liv til deres dødelige kropper.
Amen. We are in Christ.
Vi i Kristus.
I think we'll take a moment to reflect on this while I think Hilda has a song to play.
Have you taught it to Eric when you want to
reflect
on this and then come back?
Because I'm still got time and I've got still a message. Let's take the time to reflect on who we are in Christ Jesus. We are, and you can play whatever you have here, it doesn't matter if it's not connected, because it's really connected.
started to think over that.
Just take a moment to think. I have been crucified. In fact, while she's getting ready to say that together, Jarkus fisted.
Now see this summon, Jarkus fisted.
Me Christus.
Me Christus.
Bedre, Jarkus fisted.
Jarkus fisted.
Me Christus.
Me Christus.
Jeg lever ikke lenger jeg. Kristus lever i meg.
Kristus lever i meg.
Lever som jeg lever i glede.
Det livet jeg nå lever i kroppen. Lever jeg i troen på Jesus, på Guds sønn? Som elsket meg.
And gave himself for me.
Og ga seg selv for meg. Mm. Ett dikt som jag
skrev.
Det heter kommande bönshus för alla folkeslag.
Och
jag skrev det för länge sedan.
I could say I'm angry, but I don't think I am. I could say I'm bitter, and surely distressed. I could say all is ill, and my life a total mess. I could say, give it all up. Depression is the best. But if I said I hate it, I'd be telling you lies. If I said you're wicked, the truth is cast aside. No, let's say I don't know how of this bitter past I feel. Whether sick and greatly sad, or whether strong and greatly glad, for life has been both and sweet through time and through ignorance, bad experience repeats, and change can sometimes bring me to my knees, still maybe throughout experience is pleased. I could sing of red, purple, grey sunsets against a crystal river mirror. I could sing of holiday sunsets and community dinners. I could sing of walks late in the night, when dawn its sleepy head, it starts rising, where laughter was the wing of flight, where trivialities became laughter's reason, and friendship was strong and in its season. I could dirge of days when morning mourned, or night's bitterness an ugly shadow. I could dirge of treason's treacherous blows, and faithless sword cuts to the heart. But all the time I would recognize it's not just me and how I'm inclined, but Messiah has suffered the greatest woe, and that to overcome humanity's awesome fate. So, although the reasons I may not know, and the seasons undesirable show, still I can look to heaven. And though the seasons undesirable show, still I can look to heaven and hope. That the kingdom's true loving will fill the day, transforming from bitter to sweet, from hell to heaven, and crushed to complete. That where and when one act of love, there the sun shines. And yours, sweet life. And though my words are turning to dust, and though I distort and ought not be trusted with powers so precious as to be saved and not sold, except to those worthy who know they need more. And though I be torn by 10 swords of the blind, and though I know not how my heart is inclined, I will forever, with eyes to heaven, endure and endeavor until the last of my tether, to learn the way of Mashiach.
Vad är det som jag inte förstår?
Jag grew up in England.
Jag växte upp i England.
Det var så mycket rasism.
Och det var så mycket rasism.
One young man.
En ung man.
In my class.
I klassen min.
Spat on my painting.
Spittet. På tegningen min.
Because I was blind.
Fordi jeg var svart.
I used to think I had a lot. In the church.
I kyrken.
They used to put pictures on the board.
Så han de bilde på tavla.
With big lips in a rastafari.
Som var liksom parodi. Med stora läppar och rastafari.
And they used to joke.
So the spökte.
He knows we're only joking.
Han vet ju bara spöker.
This was life in England.
Det var
in the 1970s.
På 1970-talet.
It was rough.
Det var rough.
Even going from home to church was not safe.
Till och med det att gå hemifrån och så till kyrkan var inte tryggt.
My friends used to say, why don't you come into the pub with us?
Mine vänner sa, varför kommer du inte till puben med mig?
They didn't realize it could be life-threatening for a black man to go in that pub.
De visste inte, de skönte inte att det kunde vara en trussel på livet mitt att gå in i den puben.
The only way.
Enste måten.
I got rid of the anger.
Jeg fikk bli kvitt
sinne.
Og bitterheten.
As a Christian, not outside the Christian. As a Christian, a Baptist.
Som en kristen, ja, jeg var. Kristen, men jeg hadde bitterhet.
Was I understood?
Var at jeg forstod?
We're in Christ.
Vi i Kristus.
Who are we?
Hvem er vi?
We are Christian.
Vi Kristus.
I had a dream.
Jeg hadde en drøm.
And I was going up, 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 up.
And I gick up over, up over.
And I saw a picture.
Saw a bilde.
Of a crucified Christ on the cross.
Av en korsfestet Kristus på korset.
And I was floating in the sky. And I saw, like, for example, strange cultures of the slave religion.
I saw a stark
people from the slave religion.
Fra slaverreligion.
And they say, you are Christian! You are Christian!
Du er Kristen, lukte deg.
That's nice though, to think in a dream someone thought I was a Christian.
Det var hyggelig at noen i en drøm tenkte jeg var kristen.
So what is this gospel?
So hva dette evangeliet?
And why is God so willing to finance the preaching of it?
Hvorfor Gud så villig til å finansiere formidlingen av det.
In 2012, I felt I wanted to go to Bethel in California.
Så følte jeg at jeg skulle dra til Bethel i California. California.
Method of evangelism.
Den skole som har, de hadde en ny metode å evangelisere
på. I'm an evangelist. I must know the new methods.
Ja, jeg jo evangelist. Jeg må vite den nye metoden.
So I was at home.
Jeg var hjemme.
And I got a word from the Lord.
Og jeg fikk et ord fra Herren.
How did I get the word?
Hvordan fikk jeg det ordet?
Well, kikk jeg bare sånn at ordet Jesus der og jeg spoken tongues.
Jeg talte tunger.
Into my telephone.
Inn I telefonen min.
And then I interpreted.
Og så tolket jeg det.
Fear not my son.
Frykt ikke min son.
I am with you.
Jeg med deg.
I will make a way for you to California.
Jeg skal gjøre en vei til deg.
I will make a way for you in that place.
Jeg skal gjøre en vei for deg.
You will be my servant.
Du skal være min tjener.
You will accomplish my purpose.
Du skal gjøre min hensyn.
Make your hands ready.
Gjør klar hendene dine.
I did that at the bus stop in Gosset next to Øvre my awful volume.
Jeg gjorde det oppe Gosset.
I wanted to be in America on February the 23rd or 4th.
Jeg ville være I Amerika 23. eller 24. februar.
And it was like the 22nd or 21st.
Og det her var på 22. eller 21.
And no money's come.
Og jeg hadde ikke penger.
Oh my goodness, how am I gonna get to America with no money?
Hvordan skal jeg komme til Amerika uten penger?
But the Lord said, make your hands ready.
Men Herren sa, gjør hendene dine klar.
So I packed my bags.
Så jeg pakket bagasjen min.
2 or 3 days before I left, I packed my bags.
2 or 3 dager før jeg skulle
reise. And I explained to my wife.
Så forklarte jeg til kona mi.
I think I need to go to Oslo by faith.
Jeg tror jeg må dra til Oslo I tro.
And she felt sorry for me.
Hun syntes synd på meg.
So she let me go.
Så hun lot meg dra.
In 3 days. I was in America.
Så var jeg I Amerika.
Paid for.
Det var betalt.
By total strangers.
Av totalt fremmede mennesker.
People I never met before in my life.
Aldri hadde møtt før.
And some I never met again.
Og som jeg aldri møtte igjen.
In 3 days.
På 3 dager.
I was driving alone.
Jeg kjørte.
The I-505.
Med gatene I So?
In a hired car.
In a night beam.
Paid for.
Put out.
By the roommates.
Some up with a man.
Yeah, the roommates come out living in the same house.
Yeah. Huh? They don't come out. They don't come out.
Of the person who had let me stay in his house.
Of the person's mother left my boo in his cell.
Him and the guy who talked to me when I was putting out the tracks in the streets of Kalyahan.
Han Jantasen hadde snakket med meg mens jeg delte traktater på Kalyahan.
And their friends put money in my account. Which paid the car. And then when I was in America, the Lord said, I will make a way for you in that place.
Jeg vil gjøre en åpne vei for deg I det stedet.
So I was at the back of the first service.
Så jeg satt bakerst I den første... The first month,
and I told this lady the story of how I got to America.
So for talk, yeah, and I'm in Sweden, I'm going to come to America.
And so she
so?
Said, oh, you must go to this meeting, and that meeting.
Ja, du må gå til det møtet, og det møtet, og det møtet.
But you can't get into these meetings if you don't know anybody.
Men du kan ikke gå inn til de møtene der, hvis
du kjenner. So you can go with this one with my brother, this one with my husband.
Ja, så du kan gå... På dette møtet med broren min, på dette møtet med mannen min.
Så finally,
så til slutt,
I arrived at my purpose.
Så kom jeg
til meg.
Kom jeg frem til min hensikt å være der?
The treasure hunt.
Skattejakten.
To go on an outreach.
Det var evangeliserings...
evangeliserings method. Where you sit down and you ask the Lord to give you maybe a picture of a person or someone you're gonna meet.
Ber Gud vise deg hvem du skal møte.
And so I went.
Så jeg dro ut.
And we shared the gospel.
We did the evangelium.
I saw people's mouths drop.
kanske hört om Daniel Haddad, han är på...
Well, I went with him.
Jag gick samma hand.
And we were talking to this man about the gospel trying to.
Vi prövde oss att snacka med en om evangeliet.
And the man was not interested.
Och man var icke intresserad.
Until Daniel said, do you have a daughter called Elisa?
Until Daniel sa, har du en dotter som heter Elisa?
Ja.
Va?
Ja.
Ja.
Suddenly.
Plötsligt.
He was listening.
Så lyttet han.
So what did God do?
Vad gjorde Gud?
A little sign.
Ett lite, han gav ett lite tecken.
That he's with us.
Att han är med oss.
It says in the book of 1 Corinthians.
Han, det står i första
Korinthierbrevet. The 14th
chapter. 14th kapitel.
That when God is in the midst of you.
När Gud är i mitten av dere, eller bland dere.
The secrets of the heart.
Så blir hjärtets hemligheter.
Are revealed.
Uppenbart.
And so he listened.
Så han lyttet.
I went with Daniel also in Israel.
Jag var med Daniel också i Israel.
And when we were evangelizing in the old city.
Och då vi evangeliserade.
We were going past all the Christian Arabic shops or the Arabic shops in the old city.
Så gick vi förbi de butikerna.
Daniel got an Arabic name.
So he comes that
we went into one of the shops. And Daniel asked about this person.
Oh, Daniel spurte om den personen.
And he said, oh, that's the first shop you passed.
Åh, nej, det här är den första
butiken. Och vi gick där och prayed for a Christian Orthodox Arabic Christian Orthodox.
Så vi gick dit och så bad vi för en kristen ortodox man.
And after we had done our treasure hunt,
efter att vi hade gjort skattejakten,
remember the Lord said, I'll make a way for you in that place.
Så husk att Gud sa, jag ska öppna en väg för dig på det stället.
A brother said to me,
a bror sa till mig,
do you have somewhere to eat tonight?
Har du ett ställs spisa?
No plans.
Jag har inte några planer.
He took me. Me and my wife want to take you for dinner.
Jag och kona mi vill gärna ta dig med ut på och spisa.
Så han tog mig för dinner.
Så han tog mig ut för
spisa. And at the end of the dinner.
Och på slutten av middagen.
He said, "We want a part of what God is doing.
Vi vill gärna ha del i det som Herren gör.
We want to pay your hotel.
Vi vill gärna betala för hotell för dig.
Have you got a hotel in mind?
Har du ett hotell du tänker på?
Well, it just so happens.
And, det skedde.
But when I arrived the day before,
då jag ankom dagen för,
I got into this dingy hotel.
Så kom jag till detta lugubre hotellet.
Very smoky.
Det var massa röj.
And they said, the only room we have is a smoking room.
Det enda rummet vi har är ett rökrum.
This is midnight.
Detta är midnatt.
And she says, and if you want Wi-Fi, you have to pay extra.
Om du vill ha Wi-Fi så måste du betala extra.
I said, this is not my divine appointment.
Det här är galen.
So I went to the Red Lion, you probably know it, nice big three-star hotel. And the receptionist there, I said, do you know, is there a hotel where I can pay $20 round here somewhere?
Vet du om ett hotell jag kan betala $20 för?
She said, no, but maybe there's one for $40.
Men kanske ett för $40?
You know what this lady did?
Vet du vad den kvinnan sa?
She ran to the hotel down the road. Which was $40.
For him som var på middagen.
Him som var på middagen. Sorry about this. I go sideways. But anyway. So, this lady, this receptionist in the hotel, she rang to a hotel down the road.
Hon ringte till ett hotell ned I gata.
And booked me a room.
Och bokat mig ett rum.
And then she said, I think I should help you. I think I should help you.
Så sa han, jag tror jag ska hjälpa dig. Jag tror jag ska hjälpa dig.
So, I went to the other hotel.
Så jag drog till det andra hotellet.
And when I woke up in the morning,
and I opened the door,
she had somehow, after 3 o'clock in the morning, between 3 o'clock and 6:30,
so between 3 and 6,
gone to her room, or house. Picked up a coupon.
Hunted in some coupon.
And taken it and put it in the reception of the other hotel.
till receptionen i det andra hotellet.
So then I got a $40 room, which is $100.
So fick jag ett rum som för $40 som egentligen var
$100. In a nice hotel.
I det fina hotellet.
And then,
also,
when his brother asked me, do you have a hotel in mind?
So när den bror som jag spiste samma,
så har jag ett hotell tänkt på.
Jag har dessa kuponerna.
$40 for the Red Lion.
$40 for the Red Lion.
That's not bad.
Yeah, gosh.
He took me to the hotel.
I took my hotel.
Took my whole 6 days.
For six dollars.
And paid for breakfast.
Og betalte for frokost også.
Why?
Hvorfor?
Why does God provide for evangelists?
Hvorfor sørger Gud for evangelister?
Why? Seek first the kingdom of God. And his righteousness.
Søk først Guds rike og hans rettferdighet, så blir alt annet får du alt det andre tillegg.
True. Jesus said to the disciples,
Jesus said to the disciples,
when you go on a mission,
when you go on a mission,
leave your wallet at home. What does that mean in the 21st century?
What betyder det i det 21. århundre?
If you go on a mission.
Hvis du drar på mission.
God is responsible for the cost.
So Gud ansvarlig for kostnaden.
God is responsible. When Jesus says,
Gud ansvarlig når Jesus sa,
this gospel of the kingdom.
Dette evangeliet om Guds rike.
Skal
bli delt til alle nasjoner
as a testimony.
Som et vitnesbyrd.
It means he is responsible to make it happen.
Betyder at han ansvarlig for å la det skal
skje. And how does he make it happen?
Hvordan lar han det skje?
By preachers.
Gjennom predikanter.
And how do you get preachers?
Hvordan får du predikanter?
In the Romans it says, how will they hear without a preacher?
I Romerbrevet så historia, hvordan vil det høre uten en som kan fortelle det?
And how would they preach without being sent?
Hvordan kan de preke eller formidle uten å bli sent?
So, our prayers are going up before the Father.
Våre bønner går opp foran Faderen.
Sometimes we have a specific prayer.
Noen ganger så har vi en spesifikk bønn.
And we think, oh, God didn't answer it.
Og vi tenker at Gud svarte ikke på den.
But we also pray all the time, the Lord's Prayer.
Men vi ber hele tiden Herrens bønn, eller Fader vår.
Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Din vilje skjer på jorden som i himmelen.
So of course, if your specific prayer...
Så hvis din spesifikke bønn...
Is not in line with the will...
Ikke på linje med Guds vilje...
God can only answer one of them. He can't answer both of them.
Så kan han bare svare på en av dem.
And I'm sure the best one.
Og jeg er sikker på den beste.
Is always the will of the Father.
Er alltid Faderens vilje.
You remember the power of the prayer of the will of the Father?
Husker den kraften, Guds viljes bønn,
Jesus prayed, not my will be done, but thy will be done, Abba.
Jesus ba, ikke min vilje skje, men din vilje.
And in 3 days,
tre dager,
he had conquered death.
Etter tre dager hadde han
and ascended to the Father. That's a powerful prayer. That is a seriously powerful prayer. So how does God call us? To preach this gospel. I just want to ask anyone here. Can you tell me what is the gospel?
What are the evangelia?
Please. Yeah. Good word, not bad. Good word. Anyone else? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Very nice answer. Anyone else, what is the gospel?
Noen andre, hva er evangeliet?
processor 1.0. Yes.
Yeah.
Amen. Another good answer. Amen. I preached the gospel as an evangelist.
Jag präkade evangeliet som evangelist.
Fully knowing what the gospel was.
With no helt vita vad evangeliet var.
I used to preach.
Jag prövdes att präka.
And I would discuss.
Och diskutera.
And then afterwards.
Och efterpå.
I would think. I was in Kenya. And I heard a Korean speaker.
So I heard a Korean speaker.
And he focused.
And he focused.
In 1 Corinthians.
First, three to four.
The gospel which I preached.
The evangelium som jag har taught.
That Christ died for our sins.
That Christus död för våra synder.
According to the scripture.
Följde skriften.
He was buried.
Han blev begravet.
And he rose again on the third day.
Och han reste sig upp på den tredje dag.
According to the scripture.
Följde skriften.
He appeared.
Han visste sig.
To the 12. For
Peter,
and to the 12,
for the 12,
and to 500 brethren at one time, to his brother Jacob,
to all the apostles,
which probably includes about 70 people, but we won't go into that, but it's the Greek Orthodox tradition.
Yes, I'm touching Kudera, the 70.
And finally, as to meet as one and time.
Och helt till slut till mig som var som en som var fött i palace stuff from
But the key revelation is this.
When the key opening in,
Paul said something shocking.
What if the palace son was Shakina?
Very shocking.
For Shakina.
If Christ is not risen,
this Christus ikke oppstått,
your faith is useless,
so din tro nytte,
and you are dead in your sins.
And you are dead in your sins.
This is a shock. If he's not risen, your faith is useless.
Hvis ikke han oppstått, så din tro nytteløs.
But if you confess with your mouth,
men hvis du bekjenner med din
mouth, Jesus is Lord.
Jesus er Herre.
And believe in your heart.
Tror i ditt hjerte.
God raised him from the dead.
At Gud reiste ham fra de døde.
You shall be saved.
Så skal du bli frelst.
Terry, am I way over time? How many minutes more? Just say a ballpark figure. Okay. We'll be here tomorrow, guys. Not anymore. You shall be saved.
Du skal bli frelst.
Now, I never understood it.
Ja, jeg forstod
det. Is this simple?
For enkelt.
How do you just confess with your mouth, Jesus, Lord, and believe your heart, God raised him from the dead, and you're saved?
Bare bekjenn med din munn at Jesus er Herre, og tro i ditt hjerte at Gud reiste ham fra de døde. Det er for enkelt.
Det er så sant.
Det er for enkelt.
But it's the gospel.
Men det er evangeliet.
The resurrection.
Oppstandelsen
is what gives authority.
Er det som gir autoritet
to the death? To the death, the crucifixion.
Til korsfestelsen.
He was declared Son of God with power by the resurrection from the dead for the Spirit of holiness.
Han ble deklarert at han var Guds sønn ved
Hans deklarert Son of God with
med makt til kraft.
By the resurrection from the dead.
Ved oppstandelsen fra de døde.
Through the Spirit of holiness.
Gjennom hellighetens ånd.
What is his name?
Baba Tira.
How do we know Jesus was innocent enough to save us all?
Våra vet vi att Jesus var oskyldig nog till att rädda oss alla.
The resurrection.
Uppståndelse.
His offering before the Father was accepted.
Hans offer föran Fadern blev accepterat. Döden kunde icke hålla han.
Amen. All of us die.
Alla dör.
We don't even know what happened to Elijah. Maybe I know, but who knows, maybe they
dropped
in the chariot somewhere. But anyway, all of us die.
Jag vet inte helt vad som skedde med Elia och Enoch, men oavsett, alla vi dör.
But Jesus rose.
Men Jesus uppstod.
How did Thomas come to the understanding?
Hur kom Thomas till förståelse?
That Jesus
att Jesus
was God.
Var Gud.
I tell you how.
Ska fortsätta ordet.
He said he did not believe his brothers.
Han trodde inte bröderna sina.
They said, hey, we've seen the Lord.
Huh? Vi har sett Herren, vi har sett honom i livet.
I know you guys.
Jag känner det då.
You've told me stuff before. I do not believe.
Jag tror inte.
Come on! We've seen...
Yeah, we've seen him.
When I touch him,
yes, come,
I will believe. Thomas, he knew the other disciples.
Thomas sent the andra.
And he was not gonna fall for it. He probably thought they were having a joke, you know, but he left.
Du kanske spökte.
But then when Jesus came.
Och då Jesus kom.
He wouldn't even necessarily believe the appearance.
Han ville kanske inte tro det, selv om han bare så det.
But when Jesus showed the evidence in the body and told him,
Når Jesus viste sårene,
what did Thomas say? The first man in scripture.
Kom.
What did Thomas say? The first man in scripture.
Thomas said,
he's the first man in scripture.
The first man
to say to Jesus,
some saw to Jesus,
my Lord and my God.
Min Herre och min Gud.
And then he went to India and raised over 20 people from the dead. 17,000 Brahmins into Christ.
Tusen brahminer, eller prester fra presteklassen, til tro på Jesus.
Thomas var seriøs.
Thomas var seriøs.
When time came for Jesus to go to Jerusalem,
at tiden kom for Jesus til å dra til Jerusalem,
it was Thomas who said, hey, let's go and die with him. And so, what was it in the resurrection which made Thomas understand that Jesus was God?
Hva var det med oppstandelsen som gjorde at han forstod at Jesus var Gud?
Because you see, the weight of the tree of life was blocked by the cherubim.
Husker du fra første Mosebok at livets tre var blokkert av engel cherubim?
For Jesus to come out from the dead, he had to get to that tree of life.
For at Jesus skulle komme fra de døde, så måtte han ta fra livets tre.
And that was behind the cherubim, and it says Yahweh is seated on the cherubim. Those cherubim are the seating space, the throne of Yahweh. It says Yahweh is seated in these creatures. They are not angels, they are above angels, and they're called cherubim.
So that han troner på disse cherubimene, eller disse englene.
And so Thomas knew when he saw the life in Jesus, the overcoming of death in Jesus, this is God.
So when he saw that Jesus had stood up from the dead, så skjønte han at det var Gud, at han var Gud.
Så vi finner med denne historien.
Vi avslutter med denne siste historien.
Hvordan
kaller Gud oss?
You may have a call on your life.
Du har kanskje et kall på livet ditt.
And if you have a call on your life,
hvis du har et kall på livet ditt, over livet ditt,
it will remain just unique to you to it.
Så trenger du å lene deg til det kallet.
So I went away from the Lord.
Jag gick bort från Herren för en stund.
And I went to a town.
Och jag drog till en by.
And I started clubbing.
Och jag började gå från klubb till klubb.
So I met another girl.
So much I know, ain't
I? I saw her, I liked her.
Yeah, I liked her, no?
I wanted to talk with her.
Every day I'm stuck with her, no?
Finally, I got a chance to talk with her in the club.
So I think I'm
and I said, I had already concluded to be a preacher, you have to have a good life. And yeah, I said, I used to be a preacher.
I saw a predator and predicant.
But now I'm a teacher.
And why I'm a lawyer?
She said, no.
Nice, son.
You are a preacher.
You are a predicant.
So I was talking to another girl in a club.
I said, stuck with them in onion, sir.
And she, it turned out that at some point in her life, she had confessed Jesus as Lord.
So how did they send Jesus from her?
Said, really? I said, really?
Yes, sir, really?
Well, then let's pray about it.
But let's pray about it.
And she said,
we said,
I knew you were different.
Yeah, we said you were.
The moment I saw you. So I began to think, am I in the wrong place?
So did you think I am a false dead?
And God began to move.
So did God move again?
And he told me, I was with my evangelist, John. And we decided that we were gonna go to Swansea. On Boxing Day. And basically what happened was this.
Och det som skedde var detta.
We decided boxing day Swansea.
Vi bestämt oss för på boxing dag. Jag vet inte vad man kallar det. Andra dag, tack.
I went back to the house where I was living.
Jag drog tillbaka till det stöd jag bodde i.
And I took two books off the shelf.
Så tog jag två böcker från hyllan.
One of these was this book.
En av dem var den boken här.
Rhys Howes, The Intercession of Rhys Howes.
Rhys Howes, Forbön of Rhys Howes.
And I opened it, I prayed and I opened it at random. And I read this.
So let's start.
On page 18.
Husker
that boxing day
at Andrewdag
in the Bible College of Wales in Swansea.
Husker Andrewdag på Bibelskolen
in 1934. Rhys Howes came.
So came Rhys Howes
with the challenge
and utfordring
to preach the gospel
dela evangelia
to every creature
till var skapning
in this generation.
I denna generation.
Boxing Day Swansea, Boxing Day Swansea.
Oh, the dog, Swansea.
So I picked up the other book I was picked up.
So took an arm.
Was a book by Brother Hacking.
Brother Hacking?
He was writing about Smith Wigglesworth. In the book was a letter from Smith Wigglesworth to Brother Hacking.
So was it a letter from Smith Wigglesworth to Hacking?
It said this.
So said the letter.
Take a look at this report.
Ta en titt på den rapporten.
About this man, Rhys Howes.
Om denne mannen, Rhys Howes.
It is not my line of faith.
Det er ikke den måten jeg tenker på.
But it will build your faith.
Men det vil bygge opp din tro.
This book.
Denne boken.
Told me to read this book.
Talte om. Ba meg lese.
I rang my major.
Jeg ringte kameraten min, John.
John! God wants me to go to Swansea!
John, give me that to Scarra to Swansea.
If I said Africa, would you be off to Africa?
Me
minutes, Amanda. You did not believe.
Hundred, my girl.
So, he sent me a message on my answer machine.
Someone sent my mailing for me.
Not going to Swansea, sorry. Can't do it.
Yes, can't get Swansea.
Me, I didn't have any money.
Yeah, how do you know Penny?
So, I didn't go to Swansea.
So, I didn't go to Swansea.
Few days after New Year, I felt pressure in my head.
So shant I some press on it.
I knew what that meant.
Yeah, we still on the material.
Lord Jesus.
The head in
the head of every man is Christ. I said,
yes,
Lord,
Hara?
If you want me to go to Swansea,
this do me not escadra to Swansea.
John is gonna have to ring me
some more yandering, am I?
To confirm it.
For a bekreft of that.
So within half an hour, we haven't spoken for 2 weeks.
We had to snuck it somewhere for 2 weeks.
The phone rings.
In and halt him as I ring the telephone.
It's John.
Yeah, I am.
He says,
I'm seeing.
I get the feeling.
Yeah, I feel first now.
I'm in the middle of one of your fleeces.
At I'm meeting another
tests.
Yeah,
Why did you want me to call you?
Varför vill du att jag skulle ringa dig?
To confirm I meant to go to Swansea.
För att bekräfta att vi
ska gå. So maybe you're supposed to go to Swansea, but I'm not going to Swansea.
Kanske du ska ta Swansea, men jag ska inte ta Swansea.
Okay. So now, because he didn't accept it,
for the only to accept it,
I'm still not sure.
So I can't see it.
John's on the way over.
John, up on my over.
And as an embarrassed. Can you please confirm one more time?
Kan du vara så snill och bekräfta det en gång till?
If you want me to go to Swansea.
Hvis du vill att jag ska gå till Swansea. Dra till Swansea.
The door rings is John.
Du ringer på.
The telephone rings, it's Enrico from London.
Ring the telephone, Enrico from London.
I used to live in London.
I'm proud of boy in London.
He said to me.
He said to me.
did you get your driving license?
Heute fort certificate?
I said no.
No?
So I said go to Swansea and get it.
So sad. Draw to Swansea or...
As he said this, John's at the door, so I said, wait here.
Something is to command John in
the door. I command John.
So I asked the time of my journey.
I said to Enrico.
I said to Enrico.
Say to this guy what you said to me.
Say to John what you said to me.
I told him to go to Swansea and get his driving license.
Yeah, but I'm going to Swansea for a photo certificate.
I went to Swansea.
Yeah, I drew to Swansea.
And you heard the testimony earlier about the sanctification.
And you heard that everything speaks down to the rest of the chapter.
You are called. Just seek God. And he will clarify. He will clarify. Amen. There may be someone here. Right, can everyone close their eyes?
Come on, man. Look in there.
Okay, if you are here today, and you have not confessed Jesus as your Lord, and you want to have a new life with the new power of the Lord Jesus Christ in you, and you want to start a new life and be forgiven of all your sins. Then you can lift your hand now. If you are wanting to confess Jesus as your Lord today, So let's stand and pray together.
Yes, Jesus, baby.
I guess the musicians are coming up.
Yeah, we can be necessary to sing it.
Okay, if you are here today,
Mr. Honey Dog,
and you know that you have a job to do,
and if familjer be för.
We want to be saved.
Som du vill att ska bli frälst.
We want to move more into your identity in Christ.
Eller du vill gärna komma mer in i din identitet i Kristus.
Let's pray together.
Låt oss be samma.
Father,
din vilja ske.
In my life.
I mitt liv.
From this moment forward.
Från detta ögonblicket.
Please direct my path.
Led mig varsågod.
Please let me be a blessing.
Varsågod till att låta mig vara en välsignelse.
To those people in this city and my family.
För de i denna byn och i familjen. Som tränger mig.
Please use me.
Var så snill och bruk mig.
Fyll mig. With the supply.
Med det jag tränger.
Of the spirit of Christ.
Av Kristi om.
So that I can be a blessing.
Som att jag kan vara till välsignelse.
And the people around me.
Och folk runt mig.
Can find Jesus Christ.
Kan finna Jesus Kristus.
Because he lives in me.
För jag lever i mig.
Your will be done.
Din vilja
ske.
Icke min vilja.
From this